going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Braves get a good win last night. Great television last night. Felt like a big game, even though it's early and even though we're 1-8, but it felt like a big game with Philly coming in because they're off to a great start. Mets are off to a great start. You see what the Cubs are doing right now?
Yeah.
How's Dansby doing?
Oh, please. Still got great hair. Not much.
But the Cubbies are having a great start. The Padres and Dodgers started undefeated. They've come back down earth. But the Braves get a great bullpen performance. It was not the pitching matchup anybody thought it would be. And we get a big night from Sean Murphy and Austin Riley. And we get a 7-5 dub. So that was good stuff. And I'm sure there'll be a big crowd down there next couple of nights as well. Great nights to go down to Truist Park.
Cubs are 9-5, 8-2 in their last 10.
Yeah, they are on a roll. So, a couple of things.
Speaking of baseball.
So, let's tell you, I don't know why John Kincaid, our longtime buddy, longtime sports talk radio host, who got unceremoniously during COVID. What does he call it? Chicken sandwiched?
You got chicken chicken wrapped, and you got...
I got lox and bageled. So both of us were terminated during COVID. We were told that you guys make too much money, and we need to start cutting costs and no more legacy contracts, I guess. So I was known as having a legacy contract, right?
You were the two highest paid guys in the building, and it wasn't close. Because you guys are the best at what you do. In my opinion.
So,
and well-deserved.
So I got lox and bageled. We know the story. It was during breakfast that they unceremoniously after my lox and bagel and eggs. And then a few hours later, same booth. You know how they have, like, they have this thing at Fenway Park where Ted Williams supposedly hit a ball. It's the longest ball ever hit at Fenway. And it's like a red seat out in the bleachers.
Yeah, yeah.
That represent... Yeah. So I think that booth at Goldberg's, they should have, like, you know, a special...
they should have crime scene tape over it.
Yeah, something like that.
Silhouettes of a ball.
Silhouettes. May they rest in peace. You should have a Braves brick there, like...
This is the booth where careers go to die.
Yeah.
Right? So it's called the firing booth.
All right, but everybody ended up better. Now get to the greatest savage thing that's ever happened on the internet.
So he went to Philadelphia, where he's from, and he's done a great job doing morning drive there. And they put out videos, and, you know, he was a big part of, like, celebrating with the Eagles when they won it all. He's a great friend of us still. But for some reason, he has been going after Blooper from the Braves and talking about how Blooper hasn't released a video in days. Did you see this? So Kincaid is out there like, where's Blooper? And haven't seen a video in 5 or 6 days. I guess you only post when the Braves are winning. Hey, Blooper, what's up, dude? Oh, okay, yeah, Phillies are winning, Braves are losing. We never hear from you. Blooper has disappeared. Well, how long ago was this now?
4 minutes ago, Blooper has responded. You guys,
on Twitter,
savage, destroying tweet. He says, yeah, y'all are crushing it. Nielsen ratings going crazy at 97.5. Keep up the good work. Pick me. And then he lists John Kincaid's station, The Fanatic, and then 94WIP.
So he takes a cut of some radio article written in the Philadelphia Daily News, which basically outlines that WIP is now second in the market and crushing.
At 15.6, which is a monster number.
Rating.
And John's station is 3.8.
Right. So he takes a cut. He cut and pasted. It's a murder.
Blooper chose violence.
He cut and pasted the article. Here's what I would say. How many followers does Blooper have?
A lot. Hold, please.
How many? Because
157,000.
Yeah, there's. I'd say 70% of his audience that has more than that, that has no idea why that's even in there. Like, you just talk about Blooper just deciding to just. So the people who follow Blooper, over 100,000 folks, are probably like, they're used to funny videos because he's hysterical and does a great job. And all of a sudden, he just posts the ratings of whatever, 97.5 in Philadelphia. So
this is really...
He goes all in.
Mr. Kincaid should have visited and scrolled through Blooper's X account, Twitter, whatever you want to call it, and looked at his previous feuds with one Big Cat and seen that Blooper was not
Blooper
to be trifled
does not
with.
Play.
What happened with Big Cat?
I mean, he's always taking shots at Big Cat.
At Barstool.
Barstool Big Cat.
Yeah.
All right. So we were supposed to belly up to the bar, but what do you
want to just do the Emmys real quick? Because I want to tell you who's nominated, and then you pick the winner. So the sports Emmys, and these are the national level. This isn't like Atlanta, folks. You know, we do regionals here. So Outstanding Personality Play-by-Play, the five nominees, Mike Breen, Joe Davis, Ian Eagle, Noah Eagle, and Mike Tirico.
Noah Eagle, his son, is up for that?
Yeah, isn't that great?
I mean... Breen's won so many of them.
Yeah. Ian Eagle is the darling right now.
Yeah,
I
bet he wins.
I pick him. Okay. Studio Personality Analyst. Barkley, Nate Burleson, Ryan Clark, Kirk Herbstreit, Daniel Orlovsky.
In studio analysts. Yep. I mean, Barkley's won so many of those. I don't know. I like Daniel Orlovsky. Great personality.
I think that'll be the new. I totally agree. Okay, this is an event analyst, so this is on site. Troy Aikman, Peyton Manning, Greg Olson, Bill Rafferty, John Smoltz.
Wow.
I know. Smoltz. Isn't that great? I think he's won a few of these before.
Honestly, yes.
Yes.
I don't have a thought on that.
You have to have a thought. What do you mean? The answer is Greg Olson. The answer is Greg Olson. Move a step aside. Well, let me. You know what I'm trying to figure out? But let me. You know who I don't see on this list? This is interesting.
No.
Tom Shapiro Brady is not listed. Sideline reporter.
No,
do you have a thought? Do you have a. I'll tell you, there's six nominations.
I don't even know.
Jenny Dell, Kaylee Harting. Tom Rinaldi, Holly Rowe, Lisa Salters, Tracy Wolfson.
I don't know.
Winner is Holly Rowe. It should be.
I think Holly. Either Holly or Tracy.
I was going to say Holly or Tracy.
Okay, y'all, this was
Tracy
the headline.
Tracy Wolfson does a really good job in
Tracy's
Final Four.
Questions
she
are really,
Final Four,
really
right?
She did Final Four. It was some of the videos or the interviews were kind of hilarious because some of those guys were towering. Yeah.
And they just like her a lot.
Yeah.
She is awesome and super nice, but your question cannot be longer than the whole segment. It's like somebody explaining why they picked Scottie Scheffler first. You have to know the room. You have to be quiet sometimes. I should really take my own advice. Okay, so this was the headline, though. Two of these new on the scene. Outstanding personality, emerging on-air talent. Ryan Fitzpatrick, Jason Kelly.
He's the new
Kelsey
rising.
Rising star. Wow. Nick Saban.
Okay.
Richard Sherman, Jay Wright. How about that?
Okay, but it's a new category, or it's like you're new on the scene. I thought it was going to be Saban overall, right?
So you're picking Saban to win that?
Yeah.
Saban's going to win that.
Jason Kelsey's overexposed.
Yeah. So
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.